Let's talk new movies with Catherine Tulich from Los Angeles for WSFM. Hello, Catherine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jason.
I think the timing with our first movie this week is just so wrong. We are now in the depths of winter here in Australia, and the Baywatch movie is opening this week.
Yeah, that's right. Just to remind you that you'd like to be on the beach, but it's not open here, though. Of course, it is summer over here, so perfect timing here. And who doesn't remember the TV show with the Hoff and Pamela Anderson? I mean, it ran from 1989 to 2001. So, I mean, it's a popular thing now to remake TV shows. So what they did with this one was make it a lot cheekier. This is much more risque and much more tongue-in-cheek, but it's got this incredible cast led by The Rock, who's looking amazing, Zac Efron, whose muscles are rippling, as well as lots of beautiful women in very skinny red swimsuits. So when I was talking to The Rock, he was saying about he couldn't believe how gorgeous this cast looked.
We littered the movie with a phenomenal cast. It was very diverse, and everyone came in great shape. They're really alien level beautiful, including Zach. And, you know, piercing blue eyes, you know, he's movie star good looks. He's like everything you want, you know, in a movie star. So it was, I don't know if I ever felt sexy as much as I did, like, wow, look at this cast. Wow, look at your eyes. I can't believe, wow, look how, this is ridiculous. Am I the only one who gets like that? So had a lot of fun, a lot of fun with them, you know, and I've worked with in a lot of franchises, not a lot, but my fair share of franchises, Fast and Furious being the latest one, right? And to create, I think, a successful franchise, you got to have really good chemistry with the cast. And we really lucked out with a cast like this that we all came together. No one had worked together before, with the exception of me and Alexandra Daddario. And the chemistry was great, no egos, and that all might change if we come back for round two.
So you said it's a little bit more light, a bit tongue-in-cheek. Is it almost like the Brady Bunch movie reboots a couple of years ago that were almost a parody of the TV show?
As far as saying that they were trying to make a parody, I think they were just trying to, keeping it very much in mind that it is a little bit of silliness here. And I mean, they've put action in it. I mean, they've put a lot of elements into this film, but they've kept that essential, you know, on the beach with beautiful people element. And, you know, especially I think the Zac Efron character, they very much make fun of him because he's like this expert swimmer that's stuck now, you know, as a lifesaver. So there's a lot of fun in that. And also for fans of the original Baywatch, you know, watch out for a couple of special appearances of David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson.
Now, I'm told you've also got to wait until the end of the credits. You can't, as soon as the screen goes black, dart out to beat the rush to the car park. You've got to watch that final scene. Is that right?
Yeah. Hang on to your chalk tops for a little bit longer and Okay. Stay for the end of the credits and watch it.
Now, the other movie that's opening today, it's another of the, I don't know whether it's Marvel or I'm going to get in trouble from the comic nerds, but Wonder Woman has received the big screen treatment.
I get confused as well. Is it DC Comics or Marvel? Yeah, we'll both get into trouble, right? But yes, this has the big screen, finally, of Wonder Woman, which again was a TV show, if everyone remembers, with Linda Carter, but this is nothing to do with that TV show. This is really more an origin story of Wonder Woman, how she was, you know, she was on an island, and Chris Pine, who people might remember from the Star Trek movies, plays this pilot that crashes on the island, and she then goes and saves the world. She finds her true calling as Wonder Woman. I mean, you know, everyone's been raving about it. Very high expectations for this film, you know, starring Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, directed by a woman, which is great news as well. So I think it's going to be a great entry into the superhero franchises.
Sensational. Well, Catherine, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll catch you next week to talk about more blockbuster movies, including the Mummy next week.
Oh, yes, Tom Cruise returning in The Mummy. This looks like a very interesting version of The Mummy.